I am not in stereo.
You have alien eggs in your fish tank.
Uh-oh.
We do?
Yeah.
Crap.
Oh, alien eggs in your fish tank. Hey, that's a good one.
I need to fill it up.
I never noticed it, but apparently they have, like, super sensitive ears.
It sounds like we're
continuously urinating while we're doing the...
Just turn it off.
There's fishies in there. You can't turn it off.
They won't die.
How do you know?
My 3-year-old decided she was going to feed our fish.
I don't know what that is.
She dumped
the one with a
bottle of food in there. It clogged up the filter, made the water very acidic.
You don't know what a surge protector is?
No.
Wow.
I'm not a computer person.
Surge protector is not a computer device.
Yes, it is. To me, if it's technology,
Chris,
it's...
Chris, it plugs into the wall. It's technology department's problem.
Exactly. Oh, here's the thing. What's that song?
Yeah, we're about nose hair.
Do your ears hang low?
Do your ears
There's
hang
this part
low
in there. Do your... Can you throw them over your shoulder like a continental soldier? What's up with that line?
Should say intercontinental soldier.
Holy cows.
I feel like there's a small underlying
roll.
Meaning.
I don't know. I think Chris is frustrated. Let's roll.
I think so.
Let's roll, Kato.
I could see it all so clear. Please believe me. I really had something to say. But now it's bye-bye.
Everybody, and welcome to episode 39 of Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Chris,
Matt,
April,
and Logan.
And are you wanting to join us?
I'm the background guy.
This might be edited out. They're just like, whatever.
He's the background guy. Michael's here. He's the background guy.
Hi, Michael.
So if you hear an occasional voice, I guess you'll know who it's from. But thank you for joining us, Michael. Today's episode, we are going to be reviewing Digger, and we are going to postpone the science-fi novel until the next go around, and that'll be in episode 41.
Don't look at me.
I gotta look at somebody.
Well, look at the wall.
Hi, Chris.
Staring me down like, okay.
It's gonna be one of those episodes.
Yep.
Flashlight.
So this will be a little bit shorter episode than normal, but to get on with the review of Digger, first let us take a small break for Dodge City Public Library.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. As we understand, there might be some fans of nonfiction materials in CPL land, so why not head over to www.dcpl.info and check out our podcasts. We have the nonfiction fix you've been looking for. Every month, Michael, our public service librarian, and I review a nonfiction book or other item for you to consider reading or adding to your collection. So, if you love the land of black and white informative materials, head on over and check us out. By the way, Michael thinks he's a different fictional character in every episode. No guessing what he'll be next month.
And we are back, and background guy Mike Al has a mic. So we got Michael with us now. So.
Yeah, gonna drop some knowledge.
There we go. We have with us another graphic novel series from Sufferwolf Press that we are reviewing. It is a volume of 6. They have just finished a successful Kickstarter program to actually put it into a single volume. So if you're wanting to wait for a single volume edition, you might have to wait for that until later in the year to the first part of 2014. But if you would like to get it now, you could purchase all 6 volumes from their website. And you could also get it off Amazon. But the author of this is Ursula Vernon. And this work has garnered her the 2012 Hugo Award winner for graphic novels. So that was a nice praise for her and Sufferwolf Press for 2012. And it originally started out as a webcomic that Sufferwolf picked up and put into a trade edition. So that's the background of the series. The characters in it are Digger, which is the main character. It is a female wombat that wears a black vest, has a backpack.
It looks like female? A guy.
It's female?
Yeah, it's a female.
You didn't catch that?
Is that really female?
It's a female, yeah.
That's totally a guy.
It definitely mentions it later.
Yep. An androgynous female.
Maybe
what's
she's
about that?
But maybe like, it's a he-she.
Like Matt said, it is in black and white.
I was going to say, how do you know it's a black backpack? It's all black and white.
That's a very good question.
It is. Some of the scenes are a little bit darker than normal. She uses a heavy line with the black, so you kind of have to get used to some of that in the panel work. But
I feel like she skips out on drawing their face.
It's more of a cartoony style, which is kind of reminiscent for animal type.
To be honest, I think it's because it's most of this takes part underground. And it's trying to give you that low light.
No, wombats have tiny eyes. They don't use their eyes usually.
This is my favorite. Page
well, no, she meant about like the drawings looking kind
rat,
of incomplete.
It's on page 80 of volume 1, people. If you're reading it, that
if you
rat
look at
looks
the,
really cool.
The hyena, is it the hyena?
There's hyenas,
that,
yeah.
If you look at that, he's got a pretty detailed face.
So
he's got scars.
Just, yeah. Is he a wombat, you said?
Yep, it's a wombat.
Did you even read this?
No.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I did. First one.
Yep, she did. She did read the first one. This is one I'd had the first volumes to before I had all six. So
is that
I don't
what a
think
wombat
anybody's ever read
like?
The whole no. complete series.
It's close,
yet.
But
I
it's
have.
It's a cartoon oh. representation of a wombat.
So
well,
Logan's,
I don't see wombat, so it doesn't look like.
I read the whole thing.
Okay, Logan's read all six volumes. I've read the first three, so we're at various stages in the reading of it.
I read one,
but
good job.
Yeah, the good job there. This one I kept getting confused with the sex of the wombat. Because she does have a quick comeback, and with the black vest, every time I looked at her, I always thought of Han Solo. So, don't ask me why, but I did.
Oh, God. What is that? Stop it.
I think that's your music, April.
That's not my music.
Oops.
I'd recognize the song.
Chris was hitting the wrong keyboard.
Evidently. But some of the other characters in the book, we have a statue of the god Ganesh. It's an elephant god of Hindu.
Those are so cute.
Don't know if it's an actual god, but there's definitely, you can feel the Hindu influence of the character.
Not sure if that's the right pronunciation, but yeah, it is.
And the statue can talk, but it cannot do anything else, pretty much.
Has no moving parts.
No. Just sits there and talks.
A loser statue.
But is it talking through telepathy, or is it actually talking?
I would say telepathy.
Really talking.
Yeah.
To me, because you can't move his lips. So.
It can vibrate.
Oh, God.
Yeah, when those...
Stop.
Okay. But the digger, the main gist of the story, Digger dug into the temple after tunneling in for a long time. He hit some bad gas.
She.
Thank you. See, I told you.
Did you read this, Chris?
No, it's just how he said it.
Okay.
And she got lost. It was so depressing because,
he had some Tex-Mex the night before, so bad gas comes and goes.
Bad gas is kind of like the people next door are making pot at the moment. Sorry.
You know, I thought it was pretty weird at the beginning because she was kind of talking about how she was lost and how wombats usually die because they can't get to the surface. I'm like...
Because I always run into bad gas.
I'm like, what am I reading? Like, good God.
But she does run into that gas and it basically makes her...
High.
Happy and high.
No, it makes her high.
She gets lost and comes up into the temple.
Wanderlost.
One of the things, the questions I had was, is this actually taking place in an underworld type of setting or is this going into a different...
Hey, there are
universe
people.
Parallel
setting.
Universe. That's what I thought.
Because
parallel
there
universe.
Are people.
There are people in it too, yeah.
Her acid trip. Will you stop playing with your mic?
Are you playing?
Thank you.
No, it's actually in the same realm. It's just very messed up tunnel.
Very messed up tunnel.
There's a reason she's called the Digger of Convoluted Tunnels.
Well,
oh, yeah, I do remember
catching
that.
Yeah, it's just like a big cavern underground.
But she runs into this new world. Rain starts up, and she goes into a cave to cover up, and that's when she runs into the hyena like Chris talked about. And he becomes the name of Ed. And he's kind of off his rocker. He's kind of a little crazy.
Actually, I'm pretty sure that one's
and
a girl, too.
The way the text is, it's broken up and hard to read, but I think it's intentional to emphasize that is a person that's not all there.
Matt, what's your problem?
And I'm pretty sure Ed's a girl,
I'm over
too.
Here dying
and convulsing over here. Yeah.
I'm trying not to cough into the mic.
I did mute you. I'm no, like, cough. You'll get it in the other ones, but...
And as Digger goes on, she runs into another character, which is a shadow child. Mm-hmm. And this is a child that can be kind of scary. She's basically...
Kinda.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out what it was.
Well, see, that's
innocent.
The thing.
She's innocent and naive, but then when she's protective, she becomes...
Is she actually a shadow, or is she just like this...
Is it this one?
Ghost.
Demonling.
Never explained yet.
Because when she turns into that big evil-looking thing to scare off the hyenas...
I found a picture of that. Wait for it.
Yep.
I couldn't tell if she had dimension or if it was just a shadow on the ground.
She looked like dimension.
I'm finding it.
Okay.
It's in this
I would call her more of an apparition or a ghost.
Got it.
But she is called Shadow Child.
Yes.
And she's one of those that keeps bothering Digger and trying to question her about what's all this about, what's life about.
What's good,
what's bad.
Universe.
Right. Because she knows nobody else like her.
She kind of looks like a meerkat. Or like
who?
The shadow thing. Like not like an actual meerkat, but like Lion King meerkat.
True, but I'm pretty sure meerkats aren't solid.
I don't know about
that.
I think we're all dumbfounded
at the question.
But throughout the story, Digger just meets new characters. It's basically a day in the life. She's trying to get back to where she's supposed to be. She never does. I did read the last few bits of Volume 6, and she leaves it open. She's still in the underworld, but she's going on to a different place.
So is this going to end with her dying because she's lost?
Well, it leaves off so she can continue writing if she wants to, Ursula.
Yeah. See, my thing was, she was in the underworld. Did Digger actually die from the gas, and this is a dream?
Oh, that's
deadly
so
gas.
Good right
it could
there.
Be.
I know all about deadly gas.
Why are you all thinking
yeah,
it's
you
an
do.
Underworld?
No, but that was my thought when I was reading it. I was like, well, wait a minute. Did she start there and get lost? Or was she digging, died from the
from
digging,
the
and this is, you know...
Purgatory.
She is not
more or less, in a way.
What? Believe that,
You muted him.
Say it again. Go.
Oh.
Never mind.
Stop.
You're
it.
Unmuted.
You're there now.
Talk.
Oh, well, the realm of the dead has traditionally been the underworld.
No joke.
Yeah. Right.
Well,
she's not dead.
She's a humanish
story.
All of the characters are humanish characters. So they take on those human characteristics. So they're like, okay, they die, go to purgatory or
it also
whatever.
Depends on what type of afterlife she's portraying, though, because there's so many
exactly
that you could go with.
That was my thought.
There is no afterlife in there. She is not dead.
Well, that's your interpretation.
Yeah, but Matt's is...
Could it be that the line between the living and dead is
trust
blurry?
The person who's read the
thing. I was going to say, he's read...
He has read them all.
He's read all six of them, so he would probably know.
Yeah. I read the first one. Eh.
I like that. There we go.
Okay.
There are some strange stuff. To me, this kind of related back to the Oz story because of the strange stuff that's in there. They have vampire squash.
Yeah, that was funny.
I can attack you.
Wait, what book is that in?
Much better.
I think that's in the first or second volume when you get the vampire
the
squash.
I don't remember being in the first one.
Much better. Much closer to the
wait, place. I don't remember being the first one. Vampire squash. Great.
I can't get into it because I really, really.
Starting to sound more like Harry Potter.
Eh.
Eat the pea soup before it eats you.
One of the things with Sofa Wolf, we usually always comment that they're animal-centric. They're animal-freak. But with this, as I think it was April and Matt both mentioned, there are humans in this story.
Mm-hmm.
Which
yeah.
is a little bit different than the other things we reviewed for them. And part of the humans is the Veiled Guard for Ganesh.
There's a
hippie
in here?
Is general god. The
guru?
Ganesh does have that little librarian guy and other people.
Is this like a guru person? There's this chick guy. I don't know what that
She's
is.
She's a healer, kind of like almost like a witch and a healer, I believe. Or is that one of the background?
I don't know. She's got like dreadlocks.
There are monasteries in China, Tibet, that actually think they can meditate and communicate with animals. Is that where they got the idea for this, maybe?
Mm-hmm. I think there's a definite mythological influence of some kind.
Because of the elephant.
Actually, that's actually one of their gods.
And it kind of looks like the Hindi god.
So whatever.
Right.
Ganesh looks kind of like a Hindi god.
Right, he does.
Yeah, I know. That's, yeah.
Yeah, I think you mentioned that.
Oh, and the person you were asking about, April,
yes.
That's a guy, and he's the one that got slugs drunk enough, or if I remember correctly, a druid that got some snails drunk enough that they became prophetic.
Huh, I saw those snails in there.
Alcohol makes things prophetic.
Well,
when
hey.
You get the druid. druid to make it that potent. Yes.
There we hey, go. Why not? We give spiders dope to see if what kind of spider web they'll make, so hey.
They make like a smiley face.
A historical note, St. Francis of Assisi did talk to animals.
Aw, snap.
Did they talk back?
Yeah.
No, they did not.
I say, wait, I talk to my dogs.
I'm saying, like, everyone talks to animals.
But this is, like I said, this is like a slice of life. Each volume has about 2 chapters, I believe, or 3 chapters.
So there's no...
And there's a drop of action, but a lot of it is... It's heavy on the text.
Oh, yes.
There's a lot of text. This is not one that you're going to read very fast. This is one that's going to take you some time, and it's one that you're going to have to be vested in, almost like the Lord of the Ring type tales. Okay. You're going to get background stuff in this. You're not. It's not just throwing stuff out there to look pretty. Ursula wants to show you this world almost in its entirety.
Let's see if you can find the traveling lizard.
Lizards.
Yes, if I remember correctly, there is a pair of traveling
lizards. I think
lizards.
I'd like it better if the artwork were like neater, I guess, because it's not bad artwork. I get it's a genre, but like I really like the neat, detailed, colored like artwork, like some like manga artwork.
Color gets expensive though when it goes to print.
Yeah,
I know. But just,
well,
like,
I think part of the reason the story is in black and white.
I think the webcomic version of it actually is color. I'm not sure though.
I'm not positive.
Maybe just like cleaner lines.
It started as online. So, but I think part of it, the reason it's so dark and black and white where color wouldn't make it good is because you're underground.
Yeah.
And where the setting of the story is, it does help with the story. I'm not a fan of black and white comics, but it was interesting kind of
story. I just like
to me.
Finer lines. Like, I don't know.
Finer detail.
Yeah.
When we talked about this on the email with Sufferworth Press, they kind of mentioned it as a woodblock style of art because it's a lot of dark images.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's not a lot of light. You know, it's mainly darker. And being darker, it's going to have an acquired taste. Not everybody's going to appreciate
it. They call that woodblock?
I
wonder if that's an actual like artistic.
Are you sure you're not thinking of woodcut?
Woodcut, yes. Thank you. There we go, woodcut.
And so there is a sort of art called woodblock.
You can make some creepy images with woodcut.
Yeah.
Have you gotten one to look at, Michael?
They took mine, sorry. Why'd you take it?
We're passing books around, literally.
This is dangerous.
Yeah, good catch. Decent throw.
But I enjoy the different styles of artwork, so the artwork does not bother me, but this will be one that, for some people, the artwork might be a little hard to get past. The text is another one that might be a little hard to get past.
Right. I think the text was the big deal with me.
This is one that's
definitely... pretty wordy.
It definitely is. And
it took a while for me to read.
And I enjoyed
intended?
It.
No. It sounded so stupid. Like, no, really, it's going to be wordy. It's a fucking book.
It's a graphic novel, noob.
No!
There's still words in it. God. So wordy.
You didn't even read it. Shut up.
I read the first volume. I'm used to picture
you
books.
Did not.
Why are there so many words in it?
Eat seizures.
Hey. That don't bother me.
Oh.
This one, probably age level wise, I would say upper high school to adult.
So it's too much for you, okay?
If you put it in the tween section.
It's
not my style.
I don't think a tween would like it. No. It's
I could see it. Well, it depends.
Too much reading.
I think
honestly, I mean.
Give him shit now. Come on.
No, for a tween.
Gosh, shut your mouth.
Beep.
Holy cow.
Oh, was that beep play? No. Darn, I missed it.
But no, you look at it. Most of the books you put in a tween area, they have a story, and it's usually dialogue between the characters, where this is background and more information than what they probably want in a story.
I don't know. I think you could give it to a guy. They might, depending on what guy it is. But a girl is not going to read that crap. Unless she's, like, not a normal girl.
Wow.
Most of those characters are girls.
Yeah, the majority
are female.
You know
what? Yeah, but April's just a hater today, so.
I am a hater.
Actually, I'm pretty sure maybe one or two of the main characters are female.
Well, true. I'm just saying it's not very feminine. Like, yes, the character is. You retard. But
we don't need you telling us what's
going on. I'm just saying that even though the main character is a female, doesn't mean the story is per se feminine story.
If you've read the beginning, it's written by a female. So how is it not feminine to you?
The story, it's like,
it
there's
couldn't
nothing
be any
there.
More feminine.
Like,
there's no romance, I guess.
Is that what you're saying? There's no.
So you want a god wombat relationship, right?
Oh my god. Actually, there's no friends. There's no major problem. There's no goal, really. There's not, I don't know.
There is a major problem and goal. You just haven't got there yet.
Mm-hmm. The main goal is her She'll never get back to her. What would you draw it? Tribe, Logan?
Actually, no, that pretty much subsides after a while to much bigger goals.
You know, she kind of, Digger goes out and does her interactions, and that leads into different adventures. And she does develop the friendships.
Not enough drama?
Yeah. Not enough drama?
I'll agree with that. I will agree with that.
Not enough drama?
Most people think
Thank
that's
you.
A good thing.
That's what I'm trying to get at. God.
I would say...
I got, you know, there was a little bit with the dog, or the hyena, whoever he
it's a hyena.
Oh, that becomes much more dramatic later, too. And yeah, that's a he, because the hyenas are metric.
I think Logan's trying to be sexist right now.
No, I'm not.
Poor hyenas.
She is a hater. She has hate on everybody except for her dad.
Come on, Richard, give her something to hate on.
You know the... Oh, matriarchal. Something like that.
Which one?
Matriarchal, the hyenas.
They were more aboriginal to me.
The
matriarchal women lead the tribe. Yeah.
Matriarchal.
Matriarchal, yeah. The
hyenas from the
Amazon.
Because
when they went to the tribe, they had a female leader. Yeah. And the leader of the hunting group was female as well.
Yeah.
So it is matriarchal or patriarchal. Whatever.
We'll just edit that part out, Michael.
But I think even a 16-year-old, unless you give it to the right person, I don't even know if they would enjoy it. Like I said, they
it's
will have
boring.
To be willing to
There's
invest.
Enough drama in it.
For anyone. Actually,
there is some drama in it. You're just too... Yeah.
Too
yeah.
superficial.
Oh!
Now you're hating on it.
You're hating on it.
No, everyone's hating too much on hate. Everyone.
Look, you equated it back to Lord of the Rings, where there's a lot of background and throw and stuff like that. You kind of have to like that style
right.
and of book to enjoy this as a graphic novel, because it's kind of that style. So, but True. Yeah, I would say, you know, put in your other graphic novels.
Hold on.
I don't know if you have a section for that, young adult.
Logan
like
has
that.
Read all six of these. What do you see in it that we're not seeing that keeps you interested in it?
It's a book.
Good.
Why?
Because it has...
You are not Logan. Shut
no.
up.
Literally.
Let Logan talk.
Like, if it has words and it has a spine, he's interested.
I actually fall. About 90% of the romance stuff I'll completely ignore.
So what's in it that you liked in?
First of all, have you read
Talk it? Into your mic, please.
There is some very funny parts in there, and I am talking in the mic. See, I'm right here.
You weren't earlier.
It's okay, I got it.
See?
So
you
humor?
Have to turn up the game, but come on.
More humor.
There is humor. There is some action, not too much. But yeah. Now, what do you think it doesn't have? And I can disprove you, but...
I feel like Logan would be really bad in court.
Maybe parts time. Then there's the part where, no, this happened. This happened.
Do you...
We have recordings. This happened.
Okay, but what are the happenings? Do you like, is there enough adventure in it to keep you going?
Yeah.
Now, I like Digger because she has the comebacks. Mm. She's the one that keeps it humorous.
She's the sarcastic, curious one.
Right, and that's what kept me going, was Digger. If there wasn't that Digger aspect, I would have probably gotten bored with it as well. Except for the Shadow Child also interested
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that was... And both the Shadow Child and the Ed get much more dramatic. So April, the too little drama excuse, no.
Well, there's just not enough drama to me.
Go to the last book, you will find... Drama. Go to the
so
she doesn't want to read the
well,
other
see, the thing
four
is,
to get there.
The thing is, like, yeah, that's true. There might be drama in the, but you've got to keep enough throughout the whole series so that I won't stop.
Maybe the first two books are getting everybody introduced, then drama all the way out.
Okay.
Does
I
it
can
pick,
see that.
Does it pick up steam then? Does it, I mean, after the second book, since that's the only two that we had, does it pick up steam and get going? I mean, is the action adventure there?
It does have adventure mainly, some action, but more adventure.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's more, to me, it's more of the high fantasy, like we were talking about the Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. You know, the adventure isn't necessarily action, like Logan was saying.
Yeah.
The adventure is the quest part, the traveling part, and what you encounter during that. So
the travel will get there.
Right. So I think that's where April's getting a little bogged down, is all the details with the traveling.
What? I wasn't listening.
That's
we
all right.
Know.
I was zoning. I was thinking of a different book.
I'm going to stop this podcast right now. Stop the hate.
I know. I was thinking pathetic.
So we can put our pants back on now?
That's a scary thought, but thank you. So we were saying, yeah.
This one be larger libraries, definite buy. Medium libraries, medium size. Look at it. I would say look at the first couple of books on a preview if you can. If you can't, well, it's a webcomic. You can go to the webcomic and look at it there and get a preview that way.
And I think that might actually be color, too.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
I haven't
It might be black and white as well. I can't quite remember at the moment.
Smaller libraries, I would say this one probably one you might pass on and just interlibrary loan. Because of it winning the Hugo Award for graphic novels, that gives it some credence to be placed into a library collection. And that's why I picked it up, because... You know, it's one of the few awards for graphic novels that's highly recognized. That's in the literary world, not necessarily in the comic book world of conventions type stuff. So,
do they know this is the only thing we're reviewing for this episode?
You said that
at
the beginning.
Okay.
But that's pretty much where I see Digger at.
I'd agree.
Okay.
Ed, to go on, we got some other stuff to do.
Stuff to do at the end of the podcast.
Start talking.
Some of the other stuff to talk about. We have a new feature on our website, which is a donate button through PayPal, and this is something that we've added in the last couple of weeks. If you want to support us, it'd be appreciated what we're going to do with this funds.
We want
to
get
remember, we don't get paid for this. We do it out of the kindness of our hearts.
And this is free to everybody.
Kindness, hearts? What?
I have set up a separate account for the Comic Pop, and when we get donations, they will go straight to that account. We're wanting to use this to help out expenses, whether it's for the service for hosting or going to conventions to help offset some
send
of the
us to Comic-Con.
So,
C2E2.
I don't know if we'll ever get there, but maybe some of the local conventions. So if you feel it in your heart to donate, it'd be greatly appreciated.
We could go to...
You want to go to Comic-Con so bad, though, don't
everyone
you?
Everyone wants to go
know.
To Comic-Con.
I just want to go to Las Vegas.
It's in San Diego, dude.
It used to be in Las Vegas.
No. It's always been in San Diego,
buddy.
Well, I don't want to go that far. E3. E3's in Las Vegas.
I kind of want to go to C2E2.
Chicago might be a possibility. It's set up so you can donate any amount. If it's just a dollar that you feel, that's great. We'll appreciate it.
They have a convention there.
If you're dying to use your debit card to activate it.
Yeah. So anything would be appreciated. Some other stuff. We got a few things through our Facebook page. This is one way that Michelle, my wife, kind of communicates with the guys here in April.
I finally liked our page.
Yeah, finally.
A year and a half later.
Seriously, whew.
I actually have a Facebook page account where I've been on there twice.
Yeah, Logan's real good at the social media there.
I don't get on Facebook a lot either.
The first one was just to comment about Veronica Mars movie coming up. This was a TV series back about 2000.
It started in the late 90s.
Was it 90s?
It was like 98, seasons. 99, somewhere in there.
But they did a Kickstarter program.
My wife loves that series.
Then this is one for her. They did a Kickstarter, and it did actually go through. They're actually at Comic-Con this last year. It was up on our website that they actually are in production and are filming the new movie. And they didn't say if it's going to be direct DVD or how they would release it. But, of course, Michelle liked this and said that she will definitely be waiting for it. Sounds like Matt's wife will be as well.
I'm going to go home and tell her, hey, you know they're making a Veronica Mars movie? She'll freak out.
Yeah.
You just don't tell her.
Surprise her.
No, just don't tell her. Did you know this? No.
The second item that Michelle commented on Facebook was about Archie Comics and Archie with Zombies. And like I said, that's like the what the file for me. But basically, Archie Comic imprint is going to come out with a comic that's a horror comic.
Is it going to be like...
It's called The Afterlife with Archie.
Well, is it going to be like a true horror, or is it going to be like an Archie horror?
It'll probably be an Archie
horror. It's like that's
that's to be
Chris,
decided.
They actually had a kind of somewhat almost horror
with the alien cheeseburgers.
Yeah, with the cartoons. I remember that.
I thought that was potatoes.
I didn't know people still read that dang comic.
Oh yes,
there was also still popular.
Back in the 90s, they did a parody
and
of Scream called Shriek.
Archie,
that one.
Archie, yeah.
Oh, really?
Huh. I didn't hear. That's awesome.
But yeah,
Archie. Gonna have to look that one up.
Yeah. But Archie is still popular. They're still being read.
Love Archie.
But Michelle,
I guess we all got to have our toilet time.
Yeah.
Oh, look who's the hater now.
Really.
Ouch.
For all you Archie
lovers.
But
I'm not hating on you guys. I'm hating on a comic.
For all you Archie lovers.
Yeah, one of the biggest
comics.
If you'd like to email Chris.
But Michelle's like, they can't put these two together. The color schemes just don't match.
So wait, oh,
true, but they are going to give it that Riverdale try. So it's actually, I think it's 2 months out. First issue will be out in a couple
of
months.
Awesome.
But if you're interested, send us a comment on Facebook, or you can email us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. We'll mention it on the podcast, and we always like to say hi to everybody. So if it's a hi, a question about something, hate mail to Chris. Any suggestions for reviews?
I just
hate mail for anybody.
I'll read your hate mail.
I'll send us the hate mail. Come on. We're not biased.
No, we'll definitely get it on for you. So, but pretty much that will wrap it up for this go around. We appreciate everybody listening. We will get back on the pony again for our next review. We'll be doing The Client List and Everfound's debut album. So thank you everybody for joining us. We're having fun. You guys have fun.
Bye.
Night.
Bye.
Bye.
I could see it all so clear. Please believe me, I really had something to say. But now it's bye-bye to my thinking. Now that my thinking's gone, I got nothing to say. Determination, I know that I have got to persist. Just gotta keep on anticipating, cause it's so.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.